A February 1, 2024 hearing in the Humboldt County Probate Court for the Clark family continued the saga that has been going on since August 2023. The Rio Del Times has been following the story and the wider issues of probate court that touch all of our lives at some point. The earlier segments that provide all of the background are available at theriodeltimes.com or on the Rio Del Times page on SoundCloud. Previously, at the January 18th hearing, Solomon Cashman, the attorney representing Jeannie Clark, who is the estate administrator, and Chris Hamer, the attorney representing Vicki Dillon, the sister who is petitioning to become a co-administrator for the sole purpose of selling herself the property, had reported that they were working on a settlement agreement and they asked for a short continuation. Keep in mind that the request for any kind of proof that Vicki or her adult son could finance the property has been made by Jeannie since the beginning of the family dispute. It has never been provided for whatever reason. On January 26th, Attorney Cashman filed a motion to deny petition for co-administrator as they haven't provided any evidence of being able to finance the purchase in addition to the obvious conflict of interest. At the February 1st hearing, Cashman asked for another one-week continuance as the other side had asked for additional time to provide the evidence. Attorney Hamer asked the court for a two-week continuance to give them the time to get proof. Hamer stated that they were attempting to secure private financing now. Again, this saga has been going on since mid-2023. Judge Canning gave them two more weeks to come back to court with an update and presumably evidence of private financing. If that isn't provided, the court could simply reject the petition and be done with it, or they could continue the hearing yet again. Regine Clark, the sister who owns the mobile home, remains homeless as the saga plays out in court. Court continues hearings all the time. It's routine, and there's a lot of reasons for it. But there are lives that hang in the balance as the slow court process plays out. Proof that Vicki could afford to purchase the property could have been included in her initial petition to be appointed a co-administrator for the sole purpose of selling herself the 2.5-acre property. But instead, it's been months and months of court hearings, all without providing the requested evidence, stalling the process of settling the estate for all six of the surviving sisters. Please listen to the earlier segments in this story to find out how Regine became homeless in the first place, despite holding clear title to the mobile home. Court filings by Attorney Hamer claim that Regine abandoned her own home, and that's when Vicki moved in. There's no evidence of this provided, of course, and Regine strongly disagrees. During the recent hearing, Regine asked the judge if she could speak for a minute, and she was allowed to address the court. Regine talked about how the continuance shouldn't be necessary yet again, since they have failed to provide any evidence of financing for all this time. She remains homeless while the court process moves slowly forward. Regine asks that if in 2 weeks they still can't show any proof of financing, that the court simply deny the petition outright. The family has submitted letters to the court with their objections, and Judge Canning said he would read them all before the next hearing. The family will be in court again on February 15th, and they're all hoping for some kind of an actual resolution to this ongoing saga. Regine remains homeless this winter, and she has no idea of any storm damage or the current condition of her home. Until the estate is settled in court, Regine is stuck in limbo, and so are the other family members. Please check back for future updates. The experiences of the Clark family in probate court are representative of all Humboldt County families. No one ever thinks that they will need help themselves as they age, or as their family members age, and they'll need the probate court. But more and more adult children are going to be faced with helping our parents with Alzheimer's or dementia, and they are going to need the probate court services. And it doesn't matter how much you don't want to think about it, at some point you will be involved with the probate court in some way. And we wish you luck. Thank you for listening. This has been Sharon Wolf with the Rio Del Times reporting.